Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Lisa Bodell is here. Lisa's a new friend. She's the founder and the CEO of FutureThink, an internationally recognized innovation research and training firm. She's the author of the new book, Kill the Company, End the Status Quo, Start an Innovation Revolution in Your Business, which is another way of saying get the heck out of your own way, right, Lisa?
You couldn't have said it better. I love it.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
I've been saying for a long time, and I say this to myself, I point this finger at my own self, that there's so much that we could accomplish, so many problems we could solve, so many opportunities we could take advantage of, if we would just get out of our own way. And you've discovered that this is a big problem, and that's what your book's about.
That's right. And, you know, there's a lot of people who do want to solve problems. They do want to be able to, quote, get out of their own way, but they don't realize some of the things that are holding them back are their own assumptions. So my thought was, you know, killing the company is a great way to teach people that while they have a lot of complexity in their life, especially in their business, and things may have become quite complacent, especially at the places they work,
right. There
are simple ways that we can clear stuff out to get them moving forward. And I think that's the thing they need to think about is sometimes to move forward, you don't have to do more. You have to do less.
Don't we have to find out where we're stuck, though? Because I've been around a long time. I've been in and out of a lot of companies. I've had my own businesses. And sometimes you get stuck at the top.
Yeah.
And sometimes you get stuck in the middle and at the bottom. I mean, it's not automatic. I mean, it's
right.
Not always easy to pinpoint where we're stuck. You have to find it, don't you?
Well, yeah, you know, the thing that I think is hard right now is we're so focused on efficiency and process, et cetera, that, you know, we kind of get in this groove. But the problem is people don't know anymore what the difference between a groove and a rut is.
Right.
So we're, you know, we're masking efficiency for progress. And that's not always the case, you know. Because
well, survival has been so pervasive. The concept, the urge for survival over the last 3 or 4 years has been so pervasive that it's kind of understandable how people have found a new operating paradigm, the new normal. It's working for them, and sometimes they're afraid to change.
That's exactly right. Afraid of risk and afraid of change.
So this is kind of an unusual. I mean, we're in a little bit of a unique era right now, aren't we? Along those lines.
I would think so. That's how I feel. I feel it's, you know, on one hand, this is kind of life. It's very unique, right? This financial crisis,
right.
How people are in this, especially for the younger folks. This is the first time they've been through it. But for folks like myself or yourself, you know, we've been through this a couple times before. This one feels a little different, but the ways we can get out of it, they're not new. They're not new. There's things that we can get rid of, simplify, think differently, so we can really move forward in our lives and, frankly, reach our potential because that's what it's about.
Most of the folks in my audience are small business owners.
Mm.
They're at the top. They're at the top of the org chart. They're the alpha members of their organization. And speak to them about how to find the best way to identify where we're stuck and how to get out of our own way.
Well, what I'd like to tell them is about keeping it simple. I think the problem is so many experts out there are telling people complicated ways, 12-step programs to move ahead. And to me, as a small business owner and, you know, like yourself, who's been doing this for, my gosh, for me, it's been at least 15 years, you know, I don't want to have to do more. I want to have small things that can make big progress. And in my book, I talk about, for example, something called Little Bigs.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found with change is that rather than treating change as a big C, which is very daunting to people, treat it as little C change. And little bigs are small things you can do every day in your small business that have big impact. So it can be simple things like killing stupid rules.
Yeah, policies.
Getting rid of policies and procedures. We even work with a lot of small companies to go in and have them, in a real interactive session, do audits of kill a stupid meeting and kill a stupid rule. And by the time we get out of that room, you know, they've killed they're not rules, right, that hold them back. They're assumptions and policies, reports, stupid things that you just do and build over time, but you don't go back and reevaluate them.
Right.
Because it's like we never spring clean our own businesses. And if you did that, you could actually get rid of half the stuff that's holding you back to create space for more things that are worth your valuable time.
Well, one of the things that we've talked about on the show here before is something that one of my mentors taught me a long time ago that I think ties in with what you're saying, and that is for the owner is to make lots of decisions, lots of little decisions, and that ties into what you were just talking about. Don't That's wait till a decision gets so big that it can take you down. You know, eat that one little decision at a time, so to speak.
That's exactly right. Exactly right. We actually had a guy we worked with. He said, you know, all the time my people are telling me that they want to be empowered. And he said, God, I'm just consumed all day long of doing all this stuff. And he said, you know, I made one quick decision at a status meeting one day. I told them, next week when we come back, I want you to tell me the two decisions you made that normally you would have asked me to do.
Mm-hmm.
And these people looked at him and said, really?
I have the power to do that?
Yeah, the power to do that. And they were, you know, it was little things they'd be coming to him with, like, can I invite so-and-so to a meeting? Do I have to write this on a report? And he said, I want you to make those decisions.
Mm-hmm.
And when he finally forced it, he said, I had a team of 15. I forced him each week to make two decisions without me. He said, that was 30 less decisions I had to make in 1 week. And
he said,
you'd be amazed.
Getting people to take ownership is a huge part of what you're talking about, isn't it?
That's exactly right, and it's not that people don't want to, but they make these assumptions that they're not allowed to. So as leaders, we need to actually, you know, perhaps it's giving them the permission to empower them.
Well, but when you do that, you're not just being a leader; you're helping them to become leaders.
That's exactly right. So, you know, a rising tide helps all the boats. So I think that's just one example that people feel helped. People also feel like, you know, there's politics in these times, right? Everyone wants to feel visible. We learned a simple one from a new business owner. He said, you know, the monkey pile emails where one person sends out an FYI and then everyone feels like they have to respond, you know? And he said, we did this little trick in our company because we were overwhelmed by email. He said, if there was something you just wanted to send out as an FYI, FYI implies, hey, what do you think of this? Mm-hmm. And he said, NNTR, no need to respond, was much more effective. They started putting NNTR in their subject lines. They cut their email down by 60%.
Wow. And look at how much productivity that gave them.
And he said four little letters all of a sudden cleared a
just
ton of space.
Ask your people, folks, if you're the owner, have a meeting and say, folks, what do I have I imposed on you? What have we imposed on ourselves that might be holding us back? Let's identify those things. Maybe we'll say that some of these things we're imposing on ourselves we need to continue to do them, but we might actually find some things that we're doing that no longer even valid. Boy, wouldn't it be great, Lisa, if we get our government to do that? Lisa Bodell is our guest. The book is called Kill the Company. B-O-D-E-L-L is how you spell her last name. Quick break. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.